You remember the rest of them, when I started reading it, they was afraid. They sure weren't backing up David. They had gone the other way. A scared man ain't going to be following you into a battle. They had gone the other way. Here this young boy say, I'm going to cut your head off. I'm going to take your head off. I'm going to kill a whole bunch of rest of you. By himself. Couldn't have been talking about his fellow soldier, his elder brother, and went the other way. But he's trying to rebuke and getting mad at it. Hmm? And all this assembly shall know. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with what? Sword and spear. For the battle is the Lord. And he will give you into our hands. He will give you into our hands. Verse 48. And it came to pass that when the Philistine rose up and came and drew near to meet David, that David hasted and ran towards the army. Notice he didn't run towards Goliath, he ran towards the whole army. Huh? To meet the Philistine. And David put his hand into his bag and took what? Thence a stone. And he slanged it and smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the ground. And David prevailed over what? The Philistine with a sling and with a stone. And he smote his Philistines. He slew him, but there was not a sword in David's hand. And I didn't include the other verse. Then David ran. And this is bad. Now, he ran. Took Goliath's sword out of his sheath and stepped up on top of it. Cut that guy's head off, and the rest of them just took off, and he caught up with him and killed him. This is a young lad. Why are you, if not cheer you on? Why are you allowing your circumstance to run you around and rule over you? Why are you putting up with lack? Why are you talking this unknown language? I don't know what I'm going to do. You know, stuff is so high now, we just can't afford it. Why are you talking like that? You know, I sure like to have me a house. I like to have me a car. I like to have some nice thing. But I just can't afford it. I must have read the scripture wrong. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and the world and they that dwell therein. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. I have given unto you richly all things to enjoy. Are you enjoying poverty? Are you enjoying sickness? Are you enjoying confusion? Are you enjoying fear? Are you enjoying doubt? Are you enjoying those things in your life filled with that? If the answer is no, why are you putting up with it? Why? Here's David with the situation. Are y'all in the house this morning? His backups all gone the other way. Supposed to be the army that was supposed to be fighting against these Philistines or the Philistine. They all gone the other way. And here David by himself, just God and David. God, David, five stone. Didn't take but one. That's all it took. And he did not back up, he charged. So when we're going to stop backing up and letting poverty rule us? When are we going to stop giving in to lack and selling in and say, well, you know, that's the way it had been, that's the way it is. Or you going to rise up and say, I had enough. This day I'm taking your head off. Lack, you're leaving my house. You're not only leaving my house, you're leaving my life, you're leaving my family. You're coming off, you're getting out, and you're gone. Because I am a blessed man, I'm a blessed woman. What I put my hands to do shall prosper. My mind is not confused. I am not a weakly. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. God lives on the inside of me. I refuse to live like this anymore. Hallelujah. I thank God for Harvest. I thank God for Yale. I thank God for Ole Miss. I thank God for Mississippi State. I thank God for all these great universities. But at this state, I didn't get a chance to go. But I'm in a universe called Holy Ghost, wall to wall, Holy Ghost. You teach me, help me, show me, teach me, and I will go to school with you. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because you are greater than them all. And you open up a door, whatever I need to do, I'm going to begin to say, I have what I need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Whatever I need in my spirit, you supply that. Whatever I need in my mind, you renew. I renew it with the word. Whatever I need in my physical body, you have supplied that. Now you bring me in contact with whatever, whoever I need to get where I need to go. I'm not going to sit here and complain about what I don't have. I'm not going to sit here and just grumble and complain with the rest of them. I'm rising up and I'm going to do something about my situation that I can be a blessing. I'm not going to walk around in this earth and there and looking at somebody always hand me something. I'm gonna make a difference. I'm gonna make my life count. God put me here with purpose. Destiny. David said, I'm going to take your head off. Did he take it off? I said, did he take it off? David said, I'm going to take his head off. I'm going to feed his and theirs, their carcasses, to the fowls of the air, the beasts of the field. I'm not going to take going around trying to bury them. I'm just going to let the birds have them. Let them lay out there and stink and rot and let the birds get them. But I'm taking them out. And you need to take out your enemy, the devil. You ought to be tired, fed up with. sleepless nights, wondering how you're going to make the next payment, wondering how you're going to get to the job. Boy, I lived that way. I was learning. I was learning. I was determined to learn to live by faith. I prayed my way to the job. Sometime we didn't have to the school. We went to school in the morning. We got out at noon. We had to go to work in the afternoon. And sometime I would leave home, didn't have enough gas to get back home, but I prayed my way back. I'm telling you, I had to go do a funeral one time and went through the toll bridge and didn't have a dime to get back through. But you know what? Without the long story, I got back through. Hallelujah.